Welcome to Hawk Weekly.
Hello, everyone. I'm Jonathan.
I'm Crystal.
And this is Haunt Weekly, a weekly podcast for the attracting haunting community. Whether you're an actor, owner, or just plain aficionado, we aim to be a podcast for you. And we come to you today from a very different location than we usually record.
Right.
The massive recording studio at Haunt Weekly Towers in New Orleans, Louisiana. Has been repurposed as the guest bedroom, I believe is the term.
Yes, now it's guest bedroom and storage instead of studio and storage.
So since Crystal's brother is sleeping daintily,
and I doubt that.
We have moved the operation into the haunt.
Yes.
You're hearing the haunt now. Wait. That's the haunt. I have no idea what you just heard, but that's the haunt.
Yeah.
But yes, we are actually in the first room of our haunt, coincidentally where we shoot our garbage horror videos.
Yes. Hoping that the lights don't go off.
Don't scream. We might have some sound-activated props we forgot to deactivate. Oopsie-daisy! Well, okay. If you hear a loud bleep, bleep, you know what happened. Someone said something too loud.
Yeah. It won't be me.
Be very, very quiet while hunting podcasts. Oh, we might be a little tired, folks. I apologize for the sheer exhaustion, but we are recording this Sunday after our first two nights.
Right.
And we did have two very successful nights, I might add. Now, we're going to talk at length about our season and about our haunt in later episodes. We have a lot we want to go through on that. But suffice to say, for today, two very great nights, Halloween night to go, the big dance, as we like to say, is yet to come. I'm excited. You're excited. It's been a wonderful. We got a very good haunt this year.
We do.
We've got a very good crew.
Yes.
A surprisingly good crew. We had a lot of untested people.
Yeah.
But they all came through. It's very, very rare that you get a bunch of untested people.
Yeah.
And every single one of them hit it out of the goddamn park.
We have three new people who have never worked in a haunt.
Never worked in a haunt. One of them never even seen the inside of a haunt until this year. And they are all knocking out of the park in their respective areas. Our new doctor is in particularly very impressive.
Yes.
And we'll talk more about this later, like I said, but I just love being outsmarted by my actors.
Yeah.
I love it when it happens. It doesn't happen often, but it happened this year. But anyways, this is indeed Haunt Weekly. We are available at hauntweekly.com. Mm-hmm. We are Haunt Weekly on Twitter and Haunt Weekly on Facebook as well. You can subscribe to us at Google Play, Stitcher, iTunes, wherever finer podcasts are distributed. And also tinyurl.com/hauntweekly whisks you to the wild wonderland, wild winter wonderland that is our YouTube channel. And you may listen to all the previous episodes there.
Yeah.
So a lot of great stuff going on. Okay. So, it is episode 152. I did the math. It is divisible by 4. So that means it's time to do
the news.
And interestingly enough, we're in the news this week.
Thought we were doing the news.
I think we're doing a little bit of both.
Okay.
It's kind of weird. It's kind of awkward for us.
Yeah.
Now, here's the thing. We're going to do conference reminders, and then we're going to kick into the stories. And we're doing a drinking game with this episode. Every time I or Crystal say, what the fuck, or what the actual fuck, or some variation thereof, do a shot and probably be dead by the end of the episode.
Yeah.
I have a feeling that's going to come up a lot.
Probably.
But here's the deal. You stick with us through the horror stuff. We promise we've got some softballs. We've got some fun stories at the end. We're going to end on a happy note. I promise. provided we don't get to the bonus one.
Yeah, the bonus one's a downer.
Shouldn't have put that as the bonus. Now think about it. Maybe we'll talk about that one in a separate episode later. Maybe we should do that. Anyways, it's time for conference reminders. And since it's an even episode, I kick off. Coming up next, November 9th and 10th in Salt Lake City, Utah, at the Holly Inn Express. That's the legendary Haunt Tour. We'll be touring Nightmare on 13th and Fear Factory, among others. LegendaryHauntTour.com for more information.
Okay, November 16th and 17th, it's Dark History and Horror Con in Urbana, Illinois at the Garden Hotel. Tickets are just $25 for the weekend, includes a film festival, dhhcon.com for more info.
That is a new date, time, and location on that, by the way.
Yes.
We have freshly updated, Crystal freshly updated our conference reminders. That conference had moved, apparently.
Yes.
And we did not know. Okay, January 25th through the 27th, right here in New Orleans, Louisiana. Not in the Haunton Weekly Tower, but rather in the Ernest Memorial Convention Center. It's HauntCon, being co-located with the Halloween and Party Expo. And it will feature us.
Yay.
I will be speaking, giving my copyright and trademark talk again. But also, we will be doing some cool things. Hopefully, we'll get some of you out here to tour our tiny little haunt and to see what we do and things like that. So, we got things we want to do. More on that after season, though, because right now, I don't have the brain capacity.
No. Where can they find out?
Oh, yeah, HauntCon.com for more information. Thank you.
You're welcome.
See, brain capacity, yes. People. Very limited.
February 23rd and 24th, it's Haunt X, the Haunters DIY Expo in Pomona, California at the Fairplex. They will be touring the Coffin Creek, lights on and off, and features a costume ball. HauntX.com for more info.
All right. Then after that, February 27th through March 2nd, that's like damn near, well, it's like, well, February is a short month, so it's like 3 days. But it's the May Chicago Corn Party in Dallas, Texas and Oklahoma City. It begins at the Westin Dallas-Fort Worth Airport Hotel. We'll be touring various mazes, M-A-I-Z-E-S, around the Dallas and Oklahoma City, including Gesterland Farms, Mainstay Farm, and more. The Maze, THEMAIZE.com for more information. All right, guys, it is the news time, and we're at the end of haunt season. We're in the end of most people's seasons.
Right.
And a lot has been going on, obviously.
No kidding.
So, the deal is this. We kind of had to call it down.
Right.
There are a lot of stories about various haunts. We had to either focus on the major controversies and happenings in the haunt industry, and we threw in a few human interest stories just because we liked them.
Yeah.
And we couldn't really just, like, completely browbeat you with the horrible things going on in the industry right now.
No.
That seems awfully cruel.
It does. So,
what we wanted to do instead is, like I said, end on a happy note, but we've got to get through some of the serious stuff first.
Okay.
And to that end, we're going to start with the most recent controversy.
Most people have heard of it by now.
If you haven't, you're clearly not in many of the haunter groups and so forth.
Or you're just exhausted because you haunted all weekend.
That's true. But Haunted Hoochie Swastika Saturday has created a fire, quote-unquote, firestorm of controversy.
Yeah.
This is an article by 10TV. This is the Haunted Hoochie, a very well-known haunt based in, I've never actually said the town name, Pataskala is in Ohio. It's in Ohio. I know how to say Ohio. they held their annual swastika night. And they held it on a rather unfortunate night this year, the night of the synagogue shooting.
Right.
Happened the day earlier in the day. Wow.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Shot.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know why this night exists to begin with. Apparently it's been going on for a long time.
And they say 28 years.
Yeah.
Specifically. What the fuck? Shot. You're going to be pounding them for this article, guys. I apologize.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. There was a great thread on, I think it was Reddit, where someone said, what group of people start a conversation with, you know, swastika night would be a great idea.
Yeah, I don't know. And I mean, they've gotten in trouble before for some of their events.
Yeah.
And things. We'd have to look up articles, but they've come up before.
They have come up before, and they are a haunt known for pushing boundaries. They're known for doing things that are controversial, doing things involving nudity, doing things involving religious themes, and so on and so forth.
Being on the edge.
Being very edgy, so to speak.
Yeah.
And also being a more extreme haunt in terms of the way they interact with the customers and so forth. Fine, I get that. But the owners of the haunt say it was meant to promote unity. I don't get that.
No, I don't either. And maybe unity against them? That's always what I think of whenever whenever it's like, this person promotes unity. And it's like, well, they're not really. So they're really uniting us against them.
Yeah.
But no, I do think that this crossed a line between regular, just unsettling and playing with that edge into actively harmful and distasteful.
Well, and one of the problems you have is when you're a haunt that likes to push boundaries, or when you're any medium, like, it doesn't really matter. You could be a movie, you could be you could be anything, music, it could be anything. When you like to push boundaries, when you like to push edge, when you exist in that space, sometimes the edge pushes back.
Yeah.
Sometimes you do cross the line. And I think this is one of those times. Now, did they know or control the timing of this? No.
No.
And interestingly enough, one thing else to note is that this event was not promoted on either posters or major ads.
Right.
This was an event that was solely promoted on a singular Instagram post.
Yeah.
That apparently had been planned for some time.
Yeah. I don't know. I think I would have gotten up, saw the news, and said, maybe not this
but
weekend.
But this, we're done.
Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah.
It's difficult enough to do it in the current climate we're in, as far as Nazis go.
Right.
It's difficult enough, and I think it's pretty much goddamned impossible right now.
Yeah.
Even with being a boundary pushing haunt, but right after a shooting at a synagogue.
Yeah.
That is the moment. Like, I think you said it well, where you get up, you go, "Holy shit!" And you run to the computer and you cancel whatever the hell you were about to do.
Yeah.
You just, smart people do things like that. They think about how this is going to be perceived.
Yeah.
And well, yeah, pushing boundaries is a thing. I mean, House of Shock did it here for 25 years.
Right.
And they literally had a theme centered around devil worship and human sacrifice.
Right.
I mean, just saying, we're not unfamiliar with haunts that have pushed these types of boundaries.
Yeah.
But, yeah, there are boundaries you don't want to push, and one of those is not only what I say, you know, riding a massacre of 6 million people.
Right.
But a more current, very recent tragedy.
Yeah, no kidding.
It's just, wow. And to do that, it's unfathomable. It's unconscionable. And, you know, I get wanting to be edgy. I get wanting to be, you know, on that, riding that line. I get that. But man, if you do that, you got to be careful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You cannot do it this way.
Right.
There
was a band that was set to play night. Only Flesh.
Only Flesh. Sorry, I almost called them Dark Flesh.
Yeah, Only Flesh. They did back out whenever they heard about the promotion.
Yeah, they were unaware of the promotion. It apparently was like nearly everybody.
Yeah.
Because one of the things I found interesting about this was, is Haunted Hoochie's like, yeah, we've been doing this for 28 years and blah, 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 blah. And everyone else is like, we hadn't heard of it.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's the thing. If you really are promoting unity and trying to take this back, you would put it everywhere.
Yeah.
You wouldn't be hiding it, you know, in a back shadow.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and just promoting on your Instagram and so forth, you would be putting this forward. And as other people have noted, yes, the swastika is a symbol from Buddhism. It's a symbol from, you know, way, way before the Nazis ever took hold of it. But you would not be the one to reclaim it.
No.
Whoever you are not the person that gets to try to reclaim it.
No.
That's not how this works. Yeah, this is, it's poor taste. And yeah, I mean, it was poor taste to begin with.
Yeah.
But then when combined with national tragedy and current events, it became an freaking disaster.
Yeah.
So, yeah, what the fuck, right?
Exactly.
What the fuck is all I can really continuously say about that. It's just, it's that bad. And it doesn't get any better from here, folks. You didn't think we could go downhill from swastikas, but we almost kind of do.
Yeah, no kidding.
With this next one. Okay, Akron Fright Fest. Is this another Ohio haunt? I think, yeah, Cleveland, Ohio is another. What is, Ohio, who hurt you?
Yeah, really.
Who hurt you, Ohio? I know you have a lot of haunts, but who hurt you? Where did they touch you? What did they do? What happened?
Well, apparently they touched you at this haunt.
What the hell, Ohio? Anyways, Akron Fright Fest closes following a mock rape controversy.
Yeah.
Now.
And Family Matters.
And quote unquote family. Bullshit. Come on.
I know.
Bull fucking shit.
It's there. I'm saying it for accuracy's sake. It's in the headline.
There are no air quotes big enough for that. Yes. Anyways, the story goes like this. Akron Fright Fest, for the record, is a collection of six. They advertise themselves as six extreme haunts.
Right.
In the area. But basically, some of the haunts are more extreme than others. You go to some, you have to sign a waiver and clock in and agree to a bunch of stuff.
Right.
Which we've talked about waivers and haunting and why that's a stupid, terrible, no good, bad idea.
Yeah.
Because you cannot sign away your right to not be assaulted.
Yeah.
It's impossible. You can't do it. And the good analogy here is if I signed a waiver to get into a boxing match and halfway through the boxing match decide I don't feel like boxing anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And you keep punching me. That's assault.
Yeah.
When we're both consenting to do the boxing thing, it's a boxing match.
Yeah.
When I stop trying to box you, it's assault.
Yeah.
The consent, you can't wave away your right to not be, it's, anyways, neither here nor there, because this haunt didn't even have a waiver.
No.
They didn't even do that.
No, this was one of their
tamer haunts.
Yes.
More tame ones. And so basically a couple goes in, and then they get to one of the rooms, and an actor literally mock raped him.
Yeah.
Including doing the pelvic thrust into the boyfriend.
Yeah, and throwing them down onto a table or something is.
Yeah.
So, yeah, this was way over lines.
This would be over the line even in the most extreme of extreme haunts.
Yeah.
Because even in extreme haunts, you typically, hopefully never, do sexual assault.
Well, you definitely don't assault your customers.
Yeah.
You know, if there's some bit that's been worked out between actors while still completely inappropriate, if they're consenting to the scene, that's different than your customers not consenting to being mock raped.
Yeah, and we did actually see a scene like that at the Haunted Puddle.
Yes.
I cannot believe that sentence came out of my mouth. But yes, there was a haunt called the Haunted. It's a long fucking story.
Yeah, I think we covered it here before.
We did. Go back. There's previous episodes about it.
Yeah.
But yeah, a mock rape sequel. Really? What the fuck?
Yeah. Yeah.
Ohio, who hurt you?
Yeah.
Point them out to me. I will take care of them.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Now, here's the thing. The haunt did try to recover from what can only be described as a PR disaster.
Yeah, no kidding.
They tried to recover. First, they fired the actors involved.
Mm-hmm.
That's a very good first move. I gotta give them that.
Yeah.
And then they said they're going to donate profits to a rape crisis center that's nearby.
Right.
That's a nice gesture, too. But it just wasn't enough, apparently.
No.
Because when you get known as the haunt that attempts to rape people that go through,
yeah,
it's kind of game over.
Yeah, it is.
And see, this is one of the reasons why I don't dig extreme haunts.
Mm-hmm.
Because the training needed to do it safely and with the consent of the customers and respect boundaries and so forth is way beyond what normal haunt actors will ever get.
Right. And to be clear, from this article, it seems like the haunt did not tell the actors to perform this scene.
I agree.
They were not aware.
Yeah, the haunt seemed as genuinely surprised about it as the customers.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it was apparently bad enough to force the haunt to close mid-season.
Yeah.
I mean, literally, this article is from 3 days before recording. So not only did they miss Halloween night, but they missed the final weekend, the busiest weekend.
Yeah, and that's a shame.
Yeah, this is just like I said, extreme haunts, And this is the thing. Like I said, I know this was one of the tamer ones, mm-hmm. but they, you look at the ads, and the ads are actually, some of the ads are actually in the article. So yeah. I'd encourage you to check it out. They promote themselves as extreme haunts.
Right.
In general. And I know that some are tamer and some are lighter and blah, blah, blah. But that's how they promote themselves.
Yeah.
And the actors are hearing that.
Right.
And some of the actors, and look, take it from me. There are some actors that just can't follow instructions.
No kidding.
There are just some actors that, you know how you can't, you can lead a horse to water and you can't, but you can't make a drink's old adage. There are some horses you can't lead to water either.
No.
Some people are just going to get own ideas in their head and they're going to run with it. And if one of those ideas is, hey, we're an extreme haunt doing extreme edgy things, someone might get the wrong idea and do exactly something like this.
Right.
That's one of the risks you take.
Yeah.
And honestly, you know, they closed down. It probably was a wise move. Maybe they can bounce back next year or another year or whatever. But
no.
They're now, frankly, that's just it. They're now known as the quote-unquote rape haunt.
Yeah.
I don't know where to go but to say that's what they're known as because it's the truth.
So, yeah, yeah, it's going to take a lot of work probably for them to be able to come back from this.
Probably another name or, I mean...
God, rebranding.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Just what the fuck? I am blown away by this story. When I first heard about this a couple... Back when it first happened 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And we just got the news now about them closing down for the season. Right. When we first heard about it, I literally did not believe it immediately. It just sounded too crazy.
Yep.
Too crazy. I mean, there's no goddamn way in hell that happened.
Yeah, no way that this headline means what it says.
This headline has got to be blowing something out of proportion.
Yeah.
It's got to be exaggerating. You know what I mean? No, it actually fucking happened.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Oh, come on. There you go.
Told you it'd be you.
Yeah, we really should have deactivated this while we were recording.
Yeah, we forgot. All right.
Just consider it obvious. Anyways, let's move on to more horribleness.
Yes.
Okay, this one, I don't know if I'd call it a happy ending, but it has an ending at least.
Right.
Other than the haunt closing. Screamtown, which is a haunted attraction in, I put it in the notes, and no, I did not. It's near Minnesota, though. Screamtown has reached a settlement with Carver County to reopen after a controversy in which the owner posted in, like, an actor-only group. Like, we have an actor-only group on our Facebook.
Yes.
Actor-only group for Facebook.
We don't post things like this.
No, God, no. We post stuff like what we're building, stuff that we can't share publicly because we can't give away our scares.
Yeah. But we're really excited about, so we want people to see it.
See it, yeah. That's all we do there, and general communications about when to arrive.
Yeah.
Anyways, they posted a thing saying that they would have a quote-unquote zero-tolerance policy on Somalis.
That's definitely a what the fuck.
What the fuck?
I mean, seriously.
There's nothing about that that's okay.
No.
I mean, and it was the owner doing it. Now, the fallout from this was very, very swift, which was mm-hmm. Carver County. Pretty much, I suspect they had some guy on call who ran out there
mm-hmm.
and put up a stop work sign because the county apparently owns the property.
Yeah.
So they literally had someone like the Flash run out there like the minute it happened. It was incredible how quick that happened.
Mm-hmm.
And posting a stop work order, and the sheriff's department canceled the contract with them.
Yeah.
Now, the county eventually... Now, the county said initially that they posted it kind of coincidentally because of the fact that permits had expired months before.
Right.
Convenient reason uh-huh. it is. Because, you know, if you would think if they were really upset about the permits expiring, they never would have opened in the first place.
Exactly.
So now, interesting timing to know the permits had expired, county. Interesting timing. But no, the sheriff's office, like I said, also canceled their contract for security. And that left the haunt in a position that they could not open. Now, that being said, the owner said that they were going to defy the county's orders and open anyway, setting the stage for a possible battle that, for better or worse, did not happen.
Right.
Because the county struck an agreement with them and allowed the haunt to reopen. However, the sheriff's department said, screw that.
Yeah.
We're still not working with these guys. And basically said, you know, we're not doing it. So they had to hire private security. And from the sheriff's department standpoint, they were right to not do that, because if something were to happen while policing it,
yeah,
like they arrested a Somali person or whatever, did something that impacted a Somali person, they could claim that they were targeted because of their race.
Yeah.
Because of this post. They would have evidence, they would have a case possibly right. being built. And that could come after the sheriff's department. They couldn't take the risk.
No.
I mean, racial profiling is already enough of an issue for police departments. They don't need to have a haunt owner adding to that fire.
No kidding. And this is just bad decision making. And, yeah, I...
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Why would you post that?
I don't...
They could have said, we have a zero tolerance policy on customers doing blah, blah, blah. Would have been totally fine.
Yeah.
You see people doing this, they're on their asses out. Zero tolerance. Yeah. No second chances. They're gone. That would have been completely fine. No, they had to target a single racial and ethnic group.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
I don't know that there was any way that they could have worded that.
Worse.
Well, no. That could have been...
Like remotely acceptable?
Yeah. Exactly. There's no way to word that where it's acceptable. Because it's just racist.
Yeah, it's just... Yeah, I've got no words, man. If you've listened to this podcast long enough, you know that I'm the one that fills the gaps when we're trying to think.
Yeah.
I stammer and stutter my way through it until we can think of what we're actually wanting to say.
Mm-hmm.
I can't even do that.
Mm-mm.
I can't even wrap my head that far around this.
Nope.
This is... What the fuck?
Mm-hmm.
We are in a business about public relations and public appearances.
Yeah.
We have to appear scary, but we have to appear accessible.
Yeah.
You want to appear to be a very good place to get a good fright on, but a place that is welcoming and is going to have a large group of customers at the door.
Yeah.
You don't get that when you post racist stuff.
No. Not at all. Or... You only get people who have that mindset showing up,
yeah,
which is a different whole worse. Set of problems.
Yeah, it's even worse.
Yeah.
Moving on. Moving to West Haven, Utah. Yeah, this is, like I said, I told you the front half of this episode is going to be rough, guys. I warned you.
Christ. Yeah.
Haunted house employees are groped and sexually assaulted by customers at a haunt in West Haven, Utah. They do not name the haunt. I did not research what haunt it could be. They intended to keep these people private.
Yep.
And I'm respecting that by not digging into it further.
Exactly.
But yeah, basically claimed that they were groped. Well, one person in particular, but another person claims to have also been involved in it. But one person
right.
is really making the claim. Says she was sexually assaulted by a customer as he went through the haunt. He's described as being 5'6" and wearing a baseball shirt, jeans, and a cap, and with a group of about 8 people. That's not a super helpful description, I know.
No.
But still, basically he was going through the haunt, and he decided to grope and fondle at least one, possibly two, of the actors.
Hopefully the haunt has cameras and caught this.
And yes, the haunt does have cameras, and they actually have a photo of the dude in the article, and
but
the photo looks like crap.
Yeah.
And it's like, what the fuck? My cameras look better than that.
Wouldn't that work?
What? Fuck you!
Sorry. It might have been a weekend with the cameras.
You know what, though? We've caught the important stuff.
We have.
But no, but seriously, my cameras look way better than that.
They do.
And our tiny-ass little home haunt.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I don't understand these haunts that have giant security systems and cameras that look like shot on potato.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, the actors involved are encouraging people to go to haunts sober and keep their hands to themselves.
Yeah, the actor said that they could smell the alcohol on his breath at like 30 paces and
which
whatnot.
I wonder why he was let in to begin with, because I know that a lot of places will not let you in if you're that drunk.
Yeah. We do not typically.
Yeah.
But one of the problems we run into, and I'm sure other haunts do too, is people who appear stone sober in line.
Right.
But when they get in and they get actually taxed, somehow mentally,
mm-hmm.
It falls to shit.
Yeah. Now, this was Voodoo Weekend here in New Orleans, as well as our opening weekend.
Voodoo Festival, to be clear, by the way.
Yeah, that's probably a good way to put that.
it's a music festival here in New Orleans. It's a big one.
We never go
because it's the wrong time of year.
Uh-huh. But, yeah, so there were a few people who showed up a little more drinky-drink than we normally let through, but that was okay. Because they behaved themselves.
We had no one so drunk they couldn't behave themselves.
Yes, exactly.
And that's kind of the barometer I use.
Yeah.
Like, we didn't let our drunk-ass neighbor in.
No. Poor guy.
Anyways.
Another story another time.
Yeah, another story another week. But anyways, yeah, it's one of those things where it's like, yeah, I agree completely. It's a good message. Now, I'll say this. I have accidentally groped an actor in a haunt once.
Right.
But that was the haunt's terrible placement.
Well, and that's... Go ahead and tell your story.
Okay, well, basically what was happening was this. I was coming out of a claustrophobia tunnel. I had my hands at my sides pushing the tunnel out of the way. And there was a female actor on the right-hand side of the tunnel just standing by it, hoping to do a pop-out scare afterward. And as I left and exited, my hands just went right across her breast because it was the perfect height. And I whipped her and I apologized so profusely. It was not intended.
Yeah.
But it was just, why is anyone standing there?
Yeah, and that's my question here is, why were they within reach of being able to be groped?
Yeah, why were they within
reach? How was this room set up?
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah, there are questions for the haunt on this one too, I agree.
Yeah. Not... Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well, let's move on to another happy story, why don't we? I think this is our last sad story. Thank you, Jesus. Canton Township in Michigan cracks down on man on a Halloween charity display over lack of permits. This deals with a ghastly garage in Canton, Michigan. Basically, it's a home haunt. All they do is they collect canned food and donations for a local food bank.
Right.
And they were shut down for, quote-unquote, lack of permits.
Yeah.
Yeah, the township says the owner needs proper permits to operate at the size and also needs... Basically, this would require both a special event license and an inspection from the fire marshal.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. We build to fire code.
We do.
We really do. Everything's fireproof, 36 inches... exit signage, fire extinguisher, smoke detectors.
Clear walking path.
Clear walking path, solid walls, the whole nine yards. Everything we do is built with fire code and ADA in mind.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, this is true. We are the most handicap accessible haunt in New Orleans.
That's sad.
Isn't that really goddamn sad?
I mean, I'm happy for us, but I'm so sad for the other haunts.
Yeah, we are the only haunt that literally a person in a wheelchair can do everything an ambulatory person can do.
Yeah.
Literally.
By the way, last year he raised 785 pounds of food.
Yeah.
Plus $100 extra.
Yeah.
So it's not like this was a small charity.
No. This was a big thing for the local food bank, probably.
Yeah.
But not going to be able to do it this year. He's having to scale it back significantly.
Mm-hmm.
In order to meet with the township's demands, but he's hoping that he can work with the township and reopen full force next year.
Right.
This is pretty much our nightmare.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie to you. No. I've been kept awake with this exact fear.
Yeah.
Now, we have spoken with people at the permits office. We've spoken with people who know the permits office. We've spoken with the fire department, the fire marshal. we are not operating under any...
Lawyers.
We spoke with lawyers. Believe me when I say we're not hiding
no.
what we do.
No.
We were... Well, we're coming to that, actually.
Yeah.
We've been in the goddamn news multiple times.
Right. Every year. Every year, a little bit more special.
A little more than usual, yeah. But seriously, this is still our fear. Every year, right around, you know, a couple days before opening,
yeah.
This is like my greatest fear in the universe is exactly this.
Yeah.
We've basically gotten all the blessings I think we can possibly get.
Yeah.
And even then, I still worry about it.
Yeah, me too.
So, I feel for this guy. I hope he is able to come back. But I'm going to say this to a Canton Township. Give the guy a break. I'm not saying let him open an unsafe haunt. Please don't let him do that.
No, no, no.
But I am saying don't make him pay, you know, if he's not doing this as a business, don't make him pay out the wazoo for everything. Work with him. Help him make this haunt a success. Help him make it safe.
Yeah.
Be a collaborator.
Yeah.
Not a roadblock.
Right.
Is what I'm trying to say. Everybody wins when you do that.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on to some happier stories. What do you say?
That sounds good.
Yeah, we got about, you know, 15 minutes left. Let's get to a few. Jesus Christ. All right. First off, well, and for the happy stories, I really found this haunt interesting, especially since I believe you said Japes is volunteering at it lately.
Yes, he is.
A friend of the podcast. He has been volunteering at Domum Diaboli, I think I said that roughly right, knows House of the Devil, a free haunted house that also collects donations for charity. This year, the charity is to buy school supplies for the Joliet, Illinois School District, which is nearby. They, for the record, are located in Shorewood, Illinois, which is basically the town next door.
Right.
And we are actually very close to this haunt. We made it all the way down to Lockport and Hell's Gate in Statesville.
Yeah.
Which is basically spitting distance. But, yeah, we didn't actually go into this area. But, yes, the owners have a huge haunt pedigree. They've worked at Statesville, Dream Reaper, and other area haunts. And last year, they raised $350 from 600 guests. This year, they're hoping to have 1,000 visitors and probably a subsequent increase in donations, I hope.
Yes.
But, yeah, this is an awesome-looking haunt, and what they're doing is really, really cool.
It looks like a lot of fun.
It does. Yeah, not much else to add to that one. Just
no.
wanted to throw it out because it was in the news and the connection with Japes, we had to mention it.
Yes, and it was happy.
It's happy. We need the happy stuff.
God damn
Speaking
it.
Of happy stuff, my mom sent in a story. I'm not actually making this up. My mom sent in a story for Haunt Weekly.
Yes.
Hi, Mom.
Hi.
I got your message. Love you too. But yes, yeah, she sent in a story. This is from WSPA in South Carolina, Easley, South Carolina. Two teenagers, aged 15 and 16, have created a haunted house that they've opened to the public.
Yeah.
Basically, they have this haunt called the Asylum. And they'd been putting it on for some time for family and friends and whatnot.
Right.
But one of their dads saw how much they were putting into it, how much time they were sinking, and said, hey, maybe we could take this public.
Yeah.
And so they've opened it up. Tickets are $15. And if you're wanting to go, they'll be open Halloween night from 7:30 to 11:30.
Mm-hmm.
And the little video package is really interesting. They had some really creative ideas in there.
Right.
And this is one of the kinds of haunt I really, really love because you can see the mental process
right.
in it. The how do we do something really cool with very, very little?
Yeah.
I love that style of haunting.
Oh, yeah.
Because it really does bring out a lot of creativity. I love their dot room.
Mm-hmm.
Were they the ones with the...
Yeah, they were.
We all know what a dot room is, I'm pretty sure right now, but they actually used a laser projector to do the dot room.
Yeah. Laser projector on a black morph suit in a black room. Done.
Brilliant. Good work, guys.
That was thinking.
And our final story tonight, in the official capacity at the very least, New Orleans Haunted House and Family's Garage. Wait, this is us, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, we couldn't resist including this.
Mm-hmm.
This is in the show notes. It'll be the last item. Feel free to check it out and watch the video. But basically, our local CBS affiliate did a profile piece on us.
Yeah. It was a nice video.
It was it really was. I mean, I am very used to interviewing media. My day job requires it.
Right.
A lot.
Yeah.
Next time there's a plagiarism scandal or something like that, watch for my ugly face. You'll probably find it on a couple of news broadcasts and a couple of news stories. But yeah, they called us and said, hey, they Facebook messaged and call nothing.
Yeah.
They Facebook messaged me and said, hey, we'd like to do a piece on you. Okay, what do you want to do? And so they sent a videographer out here to our haunt to basically do a little 2-minute segment on us and what we do.
Yeah.
And it was really, really cool.
Yeah, it was really nice. The next day, I was recognized at the grocery store and actually received help from a customer because I couldn't reach. I wasn't tall enough to reach what I needed to reach.
Yeah, you're trying to get the coolers, I think it was.
Yeah, the coolers down because they put them on the very top shelf.
Who
like the top of the
coolers
top of the
on?
Shelf.
What the fuck? Who puts coolers on top shelf?
Yeah, because they were like above the beer and stuff. So on the cooling shelves.
Yeah.
But guy comes over, says, I'll help you with that. I saw you on the news. You're trying to help. You're trying to do something good for people.
Well, no, here's the weirdest thing about
yeah.
it. Okay. It happens Thursday the 25th.
Right.
We opened first the 26th. That's right. That Friday. And so we're in this frantic mode. Even though we were actually in very good shape time-wise and work-wise, there was no doubt we were going to be ready.
No.
But there's still a lot of last-minute activity.
Yeah.
There were several projects that we had in our haunt we could not do.
Yeah, it's death by a thousand paper cuts.
Yeah, until we could not do them until the night before. We couldn't do sound, we couldn't do lighting,
right.
And we couldn't do the spider webs in one room.
Yeah.
Because they would be blocking what we needed, because it's still technically our garage, and we still have garage things it has to do.
Yeah.
Like wash clothes, have a hot water heater.
Yeah.
But anyways, so we're trying to get these million little things done. And we talked to the videographer. Oh, yeah, yeah, it'll be on the internet about an hour after it airs.
Yeah.
And it sounds good. We'll catch it when we turn in for the night.
Yeah.
Because there's no way in goddamn hell we can sit down for 30 minutes and watch a news broadcast.
At 6 p.m.
At 6 p.m. It's just not going to happen. We won't even be getting a real meal around that time.
Nope.
So, yeah, we'll happily, you know, catch on the internet. So We let the time pass. We go in that night about 1 a.m. or whatever.
Yeah.
And we check and it ain't there.
It's more like 2 a.m.
More like 2, 1, but, yeah. It's, but past, well past
yeah,
midnight.
Yeah.
And then the next day, everyone is telling us how great we seemed.
Yeah.
Like our next door neighbor, saw you on the news, y'all look great.
Yeah.
I'm like, thanks. Wish I'd seen it.
They showed you a bunch of times in 2 hours.
Yeah, they had you on a loop for like 2 hours on channel 15 or whatever it was.
Yeah.
Like, thanks. And then you get recognized at the grocery store.
Yeah.
And then everything else happens. And we just never get to see. And I finally write the producer and I'm like, I kind of want to see the video.
Yeah.
I hate to be a bother. I really appreciate all you've done for us, but I kind of like to see the video now.
Yeah.
And so finally, last night,
mm-hmm.
we got to see it.
Yeah.
And we've got a link to the YouTube of it, and it's on their YouTube channel. We've got a link to it in the show notes.
We've also put it on our social media.
On our other social media, too. In fact, we put it on Haunt Weekly's social media, too. It was an amazing experience working with them. They were... it was really funny because he comes to the haunt and says, hey, is it okay if I shoot in there? And I'm like, yeah, just don't give away any of the scares.
Yeah.
It should be pretty obvious what's a scare and what's not.
Right.
Just figure it out and shoot around it. And he does all these detail shots. And he does it, like, really quick.
Yeah.
Like, he's in and out, like 3 minutes or so or whatever.
He does this often.
You can tell he does this a lot. Like,
yeah.
It's his job or something.
I know.
It's a really...
A little bit of practice.
Anyways, so he comes out, and like, what the hell did you shoot in that time?
Yeah, no kidding.
Got a little antsy.
Mm-hmm.
But no, they didn't give away his ears. Made the haunt look good. Made us look good.
Mm-hmm.
We really appreciated it. It was an awesome feel-good piece, and it drove a lot of people to our haunt, I think. We had the first two nights, were both record-breaking in terms of the amount of traffic for those nights.
Right.
Halloween's still to come. And Halloween is 85% of our traffic.
Right.
I'm a little antsy now about that. That's a lot of people maybe coming.
Yeah, I am too, because we have a slower haunt this year.
We got to find ways to quicken it. And we've talked about a few minor changes to improve throughput. Some lighting in one area where people are getting caught up. One of the things we did do was intentionally slow it down a hair to try to keep people from running so much.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's worked. We haven't had quite the problem of bolters. We had one person, I swear to God, somehow exited the haunt before they went in it.
Yeah.
That was some Doctor Who shit going on there. I don't know what that was.
Timey-wimey stuff.
But yeah, we intentionally tried to slow it down a little bit to have a more steady pace rather than this problem of people bolting through it.
Right.
But yeah, we do have a slightly slower haunt this year by design, but yeah, it may be a problem on Halloween night. So we're working on ways of expediting some of that. But yeah, all in all, it was a really cool experience. We're used to getting a fair amount of media attention, but it's usually print and online media.
Yeah.
I think this is the first time we've had a video package about us.
It is.
In 13 years.
Yeah.
Now, I will say they got one thing, there was a weird cut there where I was talking about the first year we opened, and then they cut to saying we only had like 2/3 of the garage or whatever. The first year we opened, we were actually in a different location.
Yeah.
We were in Algiers Point. And I want to go back and do a whole podcast on this first year at some point, just because it was absolutely insane.
It was.
It involved the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina. It involved the limited supplies we could access at Home Depot, the limited time we had because of the jobs we were working.
Yeah.
And virtually no promotion, virtually nothing that we could do for it.
Right.
And we only operated one night that year. Granted, we operated from 4 until 11 because we were mad bastards that had no concept of how long you should open a fucking haunt.
No kidding.
7 fucking hours? What were we thinking?
I don't even know.
And the opening at 4 p.m.? What the fuck?
Yeah.
Shot.
I think that we were thinking that's when trick-or-treating happens, right? Not wrong,
but not right either.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was a crazy year. Mm-hmm. But no, we took over this location. We bought this house in 2007.
Right.
That was our first year here. And it was interesting because we moved in May and June.
Right.
And even though we technically had like all these months to do it, we had nothing.
Had nothing, just bought a house and didn't know how to do anything.
Yeah, we had nothing because all the stuff we'd used at the other location had to be tossed.
Oh, yeah.
The drop panel, everything we'd used there had to be tossed.
Yeah.
It wouldn't have fit the space anyways. It was all out. It was not right for this area.
Well, it was broken.
It was broken, too. It didn't help. So when we moved in here, we had to set about building a crap ton of panels.
Yeah.
We'd only ever built a handful of panels by that point.
Yeah.
We had to build a crap ton of them very quickly. Mm-hmm. That meant buying a lot of lumber. That meant learning some skills about how to do this quickly.
Right.
And we didn't have those talents. So, yeah, that first year was rough. We didn't know what the hell we were doing with this space. Mm-hmm. We were super excited to have it.
Yeah.
But we had no clue what we were doing.
Right.
And, you know, that's one of the things that interview really got me thinking about was how much we've changed and how much we've grown over the past 13 years.
Yeah.
And technically now, as I've multiple times noted, we are the longest running haunt in New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
That should really disturb me more than it does. And it disturbs me a lot.
Yeah. Me too.
But yeah, it was a great piece. I really enjoyed working with them. They were awesome. WWL was awesome to work with. And, you know, hopefully, maybe we'll do another one next year with a different, there's two other networks, you know?
Maybe.
Maybe. Well, I think there's three, actually. Three other networks in the city. Oh. So yeah, maybe we'll do another one next year. It'll be a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Well, is there anything else you want to add? We'll come back to the bonus one later. Let's not bring everyone down. We've had a good time on the ending.
Yeah.
Let's not bring everyone down. It's an important enough topic, I think, to warrant its own episode, actually.
Sounds good.
And it's something that Jape shared a while back that we just now got around to.
Mm-hmm.
Well, got around talking about it. We read it when he posted it, but mm-hmm. anyway. So anyways, this has been Haunt Weekly. It was episode 152, covering October 2018 news. You can find us at hauntweekly.com or Haunt Weekly on Twitter, Haunt Weekly on Facebook. tinyurl.com/hauntweekly takes you to our YouTube channel. We're also available on Google Play, iTunes, Stitcher, Podomatic, Podbean, Podsurfer, Podpeople. I might be making like half of these up.
Pod People should actually be a podcast.
It really
okay?
should. Shouldn't, it's actually should. A really good idea. Oh, God. Apparently, when you're this tired, you sometimes come up with good ideas. Who knew? But yes, we're available wherever fine our podcasts are sold. Please pick us up and listen to us wherever is most convenient for you. But until next time, I'm Jonathan.
I'm Crystal.
And this was Haunt Weekly, episode 152. We will see you guys next time.